We were talking about this this eclipse, the solar eclipse that's coming up Monday.
Yeah.
And,
very excited about it.
Do you know who Fred Espenak is, John? I know you.
He's a noted solar eclipse specialist.
Fred Espenak is an astrophysicist.
That's a
which
very
is
way
what up there. I was going to be if I didn't turn to radio.
And if you graduated from high school.
There's another sticking point, but thank you.
Well, hey, listen,
thank you for bringing that up.
Look how successful he is and how much he's given. He's fun.
Here's what Fred says. Fred says if we have good weather, this will be the most viewed total eclipse in human history.
Because there's more humans on the Earth, that's why.
Well, that may have something to do with it.
Yes.
But location, too. I mean, it's a populous country. A lot of times these are in remote locations where you just don't have the eyeballs.
Right. The last time the heavens gave New York City a total solar eclipse was January 24th, 1925.
Wow. For New York City.
Yeah, for New York City.
And across the country, coast to coast, was 1918.
Yeah. They called this one the 96th Street Eclipse because the southern edge of the eclipse passed over 96th Street in Manhattan. Anyone north of that street saw the total eclipse. Hmm. Anyone south of it only saw 99% of it.
Yeah, and they say 99% of it is not seeing 99% of an eclipse, because what happens is that whole corona thing we talked about, how the edge of the sun appears because the whole center is blocked out, is lost if you only have a 99% eclipse. You don't see the corona.
This is incredible. Con Edison,
you can drink one, but
Con Edison conducted
while watching.
Con Edison conducted the experiment using the eclipse. During the eclipse, they posted workmen on rooftops to determine exactly where the line was between a totality and a partial.
Yeah, and you should know the difference because you can't watch a partial solar eclipse. You can only watch a total.
Really?
Yeah, with your bare eyes. Yeah.
I got you.
Well, even in New York, you should have the glasses, though, right?
Oh, totally. Oh, yeah. We're not even close to a full eclipse here.
I told you about the poor lady in Dallas that didn't quite understand it. They're having a big party at the Museum of Nature and Science, a viewing party. But the kids are going back to school in Dallas, and she called and wanted to have the event, the party, rescheduled for the weekend.
I'll call the moon.
She wanted to have the whole thing rescheduled a couple days earlier. And in Nashville, there's a big, I guess it's a kind of like a small hotel called Mansion at Fontenelle.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be Barbara Mandrell's big home.
Oh, wow.
It's a 33,000 square foot place.
Jeez. The country singer, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Barbara Mandrell lived there. And there's four different, they cut it down, so they have four different suites. And they're renting them out. Rates $2,000 a night. They have the protective glasses and special outdoor beds and telescopes and everything.
It's cutting. It's a 70-mile wide swath for the total eclipse, and it starts up in Oregon and goes straight cutting right through Tennessee and bisects it. It's interesting, and then down to South Carolina.
So this place, I guess, is well located.
Yeah, it's perfect, actually.
They said
there.
It will be well eclipsed for this stunning cosmic event. What are you planning on doing during this event, John?
I'm going to Nashville. I'm either going to go to Nashville at the Science Center there, which is right downtown. They're having a big party, a viewing party. They're going to have huge screens set up for NASA's display. So even if it's cloudy, you'll see NASA's covering of it. Plus, you'll be there with thousands as you watch it. And if for some reason I'm waylaid in Charlottesville at the Home Depot, I will. I'm planning on stopping at my father's grave high atop the Cumberland Plateau, which is also great viewing there in Tennessee, and watch it from my father's tombstone.
Oh, watch it with him.
That's pretty cool.
Either way, I win. Dad's probably going to stay in Crossville, though.
He's not traveling with you.
Yeah.
Now, who you have in Nashville? Your grandmother?
No, my mom.
Your mom, sorry.
Yeah.
How old is your mother?
91.
Oh, God bless her.
Yeah, she and Tony Bennett may go to the prom next year.
You know, the totality of this thing only lasts for 2 minutes.
But
so don't miss it.
but you see it creep over. You see the moon.
Yeah, you see it.
Yeah, it starts
it
at noon. And yeah. Like if you're in Nashville, it'll start just before noon and end just before 3. But the totality is from 127 to 129 in Nashville.
Yeah. And you said I'll probably get a call that time and have to go in and take it.
Yeah, hello. Yeah, it's your boss from Channel 2. I need to talk to you. Well, hold on a minute. Now, will we get totality here?
No.
No.
Yeah. Way no.
It's a way
down
no.
Down in South Carolina, straight down the coast, you'd have to go to
that's
get that.
It down there. So they're probably have special packages at all the different
they do.
Hotels and motels.
And the room rates all along that path are crazy.
My pal Wayne Cabot's headed down there.
He's going down there?
In South Carolina to watch, yeah.
Plus, Wayne Cabot is so tall, he'll actually be
he
closer
gets more totality.
To the eclipse.
He gets closer to it.
He can reach the moon.